WPGU 107.1, Urbana-Champaign.
Here is the WPGU forecast. Clear sky and overnight low will drop down in the middle to upper 20s overnight. It's expected to be pretty nice and sunny for Tuesday, our high low 50s. Cloud showers Tuesday night and overnight low 40s. And then occasional showers Wednesday, our high low 60s. We'll see widespread showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night and Thursday, our high on Thursday, 65. I'm staff meteorologist Holly Russell on Champaign's Alternative, WPGU 107.1.
About to tune into this week's Take It Away. What a show we have for you guys listening. We have possibly talking dogs. We have a little bit of parents that should an idol for their children to reduce the pollution and all that jazz. And we will start the show right after this song by Southern Sun Boy and Bear.
WPGU 107.1.
Hello and welcome back to WPGU 107.1. You're listening to Take It Away. I'm David in studio with Sam. Unfortunately, Colin cannot be with us today. You know, that pre-spring break grind has got us all a little tired. So we wish him the best in resting up, recovering from the, you know, last bout of kind of, you know, the sicknesses and bugs that go around during this time of the year. So This one's for you, Colin.
This one's for you, Colin.
This one's for you.
He literally pulled a me because I always don't sleep. You know, it's not good, but yeah. It happens from time to time.
Every now and again, you say, I just didn't go to bed last night.
I just didn't go to bed. I went to bed crying because I saw the sun come up. I'm like, but I was in bed. I didn't go to bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
But speaking of crying.
Crying.
One of the most recent times I've cried, actually, was I was walking on the quad. Mm-hmm. And I saw just the tiniest little puppy.
The tiniest little puppy?
Just the tiny little puppy who was so happy. He was so small that he couldn't get anywhere without jumping and and bounding and leaping, and it just brought a tear to my eye. I'm not usually the kind of person that cries when I see something so beautiful and cute, but gosh darn it, that puppy brought a tear to my eye, and it made me wonder, what is that dog thinking?
What was the dog thinking?
What's going through his mind? Does he know the effect he has on me?
Does he?
Is he just, you know, strutting and saying, oh, I'm making everyone cry? And soon, one day, we might know. And that day might come sooner than you think.
No way.
Because if you follow University of Illinois, then you, I'm sure you knew.
What is it?
This past weekend, was engineering open house. It's one of the biggest weekends of the year.
Oh my gosh.
Where the engineering school puts on a whole show of very cool things. Among them, they have a Tesla coil concert that always happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a robot battle boxing match that was going on. And then my favorite thing, my most exciting thing, was they debuted a collar or brain something, a tinfoil cap that they put on a dog, and it translates to the thoughts.
That's so cool. That actually reminds me of like Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs, where he has it on Steve the monkey.
Oh,
and he's like puts on his dad because he's like his dad can't talk to him. He doesn't know how to talk to him. Oh. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
The guy with the eyebrows.
Yeah, with the bushy eyebrows.
Yeah.
And the
mustache. Man, that's a throwback.
That was such a throwback. But it also reminded me of the Rick and Morty episode.
Oh man.
Where like I just got triggered right now.
Yeah,
with the talking dog. He's like, we have been ridiculed for millennials, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, because this was, I mean, it was actually inspired by another movie, the Pixar film Up.
You're right.
The dog.
Oh my gosh. I was so surprised how the big bird was actually a girl bird.
Yeah.
I was like, I would have never known. And then the babies were so cute.
And then the babies were cute. And we got to learn what Doug was talking. And
exactly.
So, you know, this is the first step in making that dream come true.
Exactly.
It was developed, the technology was developed by students. It's, you know, generally how it works is that it has electrodes that kind of read the dog's brain waves, and then that goes to a little computing device that translates them. It recognizes what the dog's, you know, reacting to, and it throws out a pre-recorded phrase. So if you hold up a treat to the dog, then the treat's going to smell it and get excited.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to say, treat, treat, yes, I want the treat. I do so definitely want the treat.
So a dog, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I think the voice is like, the cadence and diction is modeled after Doug.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, they have, because even just the way Doug talks, if you remember from the movie, it's very like...
It's like...
It is that kind of very pointed. Like, I would like, oh, yes, I do like the master. I would like him very much.
I would very, very much like, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like a 3-year-old if they had a bit more command over, like, sentence structure. So, I don't know, it's very cool. It was, it was created by a few bioengineering students as well as a computer science student that helped pick out. And I'm sure there was countless other people that were helping out. But all University of Illinois students that all did this and... All happened right across the street, and I am very excited.
Yeah. I think they got inspired from Up, honestly.
Yeah, it was.
Because, I mean, is Disney going to come at them and be like, yo, let me copyright this?
That's true. Actually, that would be a Disney move. Disney would be the type of company, honestly, to go in. But, I mean, if they do that, then they lose all good. Then I would actually boycott Disney.
Yeah.
If they somehow stomp this technology, because, oh, boy, do I need it. I need to know what Quigley is thinking.
Well, don't you have a dog?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Quigley, yeah. I need to know what he's thinking. Though I don't think it's much.
Oh.
He's not very smart.
People are like, why aren't you home?
Yeah.
Why are you never home?
Mostly just like, I'm hungry. And then he eats, and then he's like, I'm still hungry. So he's
Wait, what type of dog is he?
He's a schnauzer poodle mix, a schnoodle.
Schnauzer poodle mix.
Schnoodle.
So he's hyperallergenic.
He is. Ah. Yeah, he doesn't shed.
Oh, nice.
So, boom, he might not be able to talk, but...
He doesn't shed.
He doesn't shed. There's two things he doesn't do. One of them's good.
But yeah. But you know what we will do?
What are we going
to
do?
We're going to go back to the music.
Okay.
But then we'll be right back after this song, Blackberries by Emily Blue.
You got a charm and you know it. Wrapped in your arms, you show it. It's easy to misunderstand your touch. The night for a moment, I thought for sure I would hold it. I thought for sure I would hold your love. You don't ever let your lover stay too long. And I gotta move this arm so I will take the back door, baby. So I can see you try. Show me out. I'll take the best.
Welcome back to WPGU 107.1. This is Champagne's Alternative. You are coming back to the wonderful show, Take It Away. I'm Sam, back with David. And like we said, Colin isn't here, unfortunately. But it's okay. We won't chide him for that.
No.
But what we will chide at are some parents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're coming for you, parents.
We're coming for you, parents. Like, we love you, mom and dad, or, you know, significant parental guidance person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So essentially, you know, when you would go to grammar school, you would go to like, oh, maybe high school.
Like grammar school.
Grammar school.
You sound like my dad. Only other person I've heard ever say grammar school.
Well, yeah.
It's because he's old.
I don't say elementary school.
No, that's fine.
It's
grammar school. I understand.
You learn grammar.
Actually,
that's a lie. I didn't learn grammar.
All right.
But
there you go.
It's okay. So the point is,
yes.
Parents are waiting for their children outside of the school, and you know, some parents, they just like to leave the car running.
Yeah.
They love to keep the car running and, you know.
Gotta keep it warm.
You gotta keep it warm. But if it's the summertime, you gotta keep it cool, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do. But apparently, that is causing a lot of pollution.
That makes sense.
By a lot, I mean a lot.
Oh, a lot, a lot.
A lot, oh, a boy. Lot. Because, you know, when you're in the car and then you have the engine running, you still have the emissions coming out of the car. Even though it's not mobile, it's still using gasoline
burning
and converting it. Exactly. So a lot of schools are just saying that they're sending out emails. They're telling parents, like, you can't be doing this anymore. Like, it's not healthy for the kids, because some kids actually have health problems, you know? I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, I remember the article's from, it's a BBC article. It's about, you know, it looks at the long-term effects in the UK. And they said that there's the Public Health of England says there's 28,000 to 36,000 deaths a year in the United Kingdom that can be attributed to long-term exposure to air pollution. So it's not like a one-time thing. You walk behind a car and you're like, oh, there we go. But it is, you know, it's that adding up.
It's a chronic thing.
I know I'm always very tempted whenever I'm, you know, going somewhere in either extreme conditions, whether it's hot or it's cold. I'm like, I don't want to, if it's hot, I don't want to, like, you know, sweat.
Right.
On my way to wherever I'm going. If it's cold, it's even worse. I'm like, crank that heat up. But I don't know. It's one of those things where I got to adjust. I got to adapt.
Yeah. Because I know, for example, my dad goes to pick up my brother from high school, because my brother he's not smart. He's not smart. He doesn't know the address to the house. He's 15.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. So my dad can't trust him to take himself, my brother, home because he will literally get on the wrong bus and end up on the wrong side of the city.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, that's understandable.
Yeah. And my dad's like, ugh. And so he only works part-time. So he goes at 2 o'clock to wait in the parking lot. And then my brother comes out at 4.
So, oh man, that's a long time to wait in a parking lot.
Yeah, but my dad's like super paranoid. He's like, there's always traffic. I'm like, there's like one car on the street. But
I mean, better on top of it than behind it.
But one thing that he does do is turn off the car.
No, yeah, I tried to do that too. Yeah. My friend Lewis once chastised me over in like the summer. I was waiting for a friend to come out and he's like, he said something like idling kills or something. It was dark.
Oh,
but
you're like, I thought you meant like dark outside, but it was
said. What he said was dark. It was not dark outside. It was a beautiful summer day. Rest assured, the sun was out. The sun was shining.
Yeah.
But he did say that. Yeah.
No. And you're like,
ever since that moment, because he reached over and he undid the key, and I was like, good point.
You're like,
I said, yeah. I wasn't gonna be like, no. I want to burn gas.
Yes. Because like, gas is expensive.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Gas is expensive.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that hot.
Yeah.
I'm just a fragile person. And
easily
affected by temperature.
Yeah.
But I survived.
I mean, you wear two tights, I'm telling the tale. So it's fine.
Two tights. I don't wear two pants.
You do wear two pants.
Not during the summer.
Not during, I mean, that would be absurd if you did.
I'm saying.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, that would be absurd.
And I will say, I told a group of prospective students the other day that one of my big tips for college in the Midwest is to wear two pairs of pants. And I said, people give me baloney for it. They give me trash, but I said, you know, look the other way. Don't listen to the haters. I think you're going to see an influx of double pants in the very
pants.
Near future.
I wear double pants.
Exactly. And yet you still mock me for
it. But it's because you wear them almost every day.
Well, maybe if you wore double pants, you wouldn't be... If everyone wore double pants, maybe we wouldn't be burning so much gas, wouldn't be breathing all the smog and the air pollution.
And all the air pollution?
Yes, all the air pollution.
We will be living in a greener world.
Exactly.
A better world.
If we all just wore double pants.
Exactly. And you know what will be making the world better right now?
Mm-hmm.
If we went back to the music.
Oh, that is the best medicine.
So, we'll be right back after this song by The Decemberists, Down by the Water.
Just shine.
Hello, welcome back to WPGU 1071. I'm David in studio with Sam and not Colin. I almost said Colin, but we're feeling his absence today. I don't know. It's especially palpable today. But this next topic is kind of a part two. You know, because last Wednesday, me and Colin, it was just me and Colin.
Oh, really?
You know, if you let me come to every show, I'm going to talk about chips every day.
I guess so. Maybe you're just a hungry person.
I usually am.
You usually are?
I did go to town on some orange chicken and Beijing beef right before I went in the studio today, so I can't really deny being hungry. I do eat three times a day, at least.
I mean, you should eat three times a day. Oh,
exactly.
I only eat twice a day.
Yeah, it's awesome. Anyway.
Besides the point.
The main point is that we were talking a little about chips, about junk food, and recently there's been a bit of a trend on Twitter of ranking the Frito-Lay hierarchy. The Frito-Lay hierarchy. So if you get a Frito-Lay, you know, like a chip, a variety pack of chips, you know, it comes with all the flavors, the five flavors, that people are now ranking are six. We got the Lay's Classic, just the potato chip.
Potato chip. I like the classic. Those
got
are good.
Got the barbecue.
Oh,
Lay's barbecue.
I love barbecue.
You got Fritos, regular Fritos.
Oh, I like Fritos.
Regular Fritos. You got nacho cheese Doritos, Ranch Doritos, and Cheetos. Those are the big six. And now everyone's kind of given their rankings, saying which one is the best, and people are disagreeing.
Hmm.
Celebrities have weighed in on this, most notably Chris Evans, Captain America.
Oh my gosh.
Himself, even though he was born in Canada, he's a Canadian fellow, but you know, we'll still accept his decision. Let's see, where was it? He says Chris Evans ranking is number one, Cool Ranch Doritos, number two, Cheetos, number three, Nacho Cheese Doritos, number four, Fritos, number five, barbecue Lay's, and number six, original Lay's. And I gotta say, that's a decent list. It's decent. It's okay.
Mm.
I think Fritos are, I mean, for me, Fritos is the obvious bottom tier.
Why?
Because it doesn't do anything.
It's too salty?
It's just salty. It doesn't have much of a flavor. It's just kind of thick. Don't get me wrong, I love flavored Fritos.
Mm.
Like, if you get those, like, sweet barbecue twist ones.
Oh, I haven't tried those.
Oh, those are top tier.
Are they not?
But just regular Fritos, I mean, they're a good vehicle for, like, bean dips and whatnot, but just regular. I'd say my rankings, we got nacho cheese, number one.
Okay, nacho cheese. Nacho cheese!
Nacho cheese, number one. Cool Ranch, number two. I'm a Dorito guy.
Dorito guy.
Unapologetic Dorito guy. So we got nacho cheese, Cool Ranch. Then I would go barbecue Lay's.
Okay.
Then Cheetos. Then regular Lay's. And then Fritos way down at the bottom. I like a flavor.
A flavor. Okay.
I am a product of, you know, the hyper consumption, overly flavored chips.
Alrighty.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with that. You know, you're entitled to your own opinion.
I noticed when I was listing off at the beginning all the chips.
Yeah.
I said nacho cheese, correct?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and you.
No,
recoiled.
You said Doritos. Doritos.
Mm-hmm. Doritos. Nacho cheese Doritos. Or?
Yeah, I don't like Doritos in general.
Oh, just in general?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because my brother, he went through a phase where all he would eat is just Doritos. And I got so sick of the smell that it just became revolting. Like, I was conditioned to be revolted by it because it was like, I was just surrounded by the smell. And, like, he would offer me some and I would take some every time to be polite.
Oh, no.
And it would just make me really sick because he would have, like, five bags a day. And it was the big bags. I'm like, gosh. Okay, sure.
No,
but
I respect the brand.
This is my brother that's 15 years old.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I cannot.
No,
I just,
you can't. Any flavor Dorito?
No.
Not Cool Ranch? Not
no.
Spicy Taco or Midnight Taco or
no.
Friday Night Lights?
No.
Whatever their weird ones are?
No.
Wow.
I can't. Like, I just can't. Especially the blue ones. He loves the blue ones. If I smell it, I'll, like, puke.
Oh, so cool. I'm guessing Cool Ranch is down at the bottom for you.
Yeah, it's definitely down at the
bottom. That's number six.
Number seven. I'll say number seven.
Oh, dang. It's all right.
It's all way
down. Even beyond.
Exactly.
Dang.
I think my number one would have to be BBQ Lay's.
I respect.
I love barbecue Lay's. Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, rolling my eyes right now because it's, like, so good.
Yeah.
But I also like I like Lay's, so, like, the Lay's. And then Cheetos is after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say Fritos.
Well, and then it's Fritos and then
the
Dorito
regular
pairs.
Doritos, and then it's the Cool Ranch Doritos.
You know, I can respect. I'm disappointed to hear your thoughts on Doritos, well, but I feel like you have a valid. I'm not going to attack you like the Twizzler thing.
Yep, I was about to say that now.
You're going to tag me. No, I'm not. This one, you have a good reason for it that I can accept. Whereas Twizzlers is just a moral failing on your part. But we're not going to rehash that, at least not until Colin's here and he can be on my side.
Well, that's going to be two people ganging up on me.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I want him here, so I can, you know, have some backup.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest flaw in this list is that the variety pack does not contain the best versions of Cheetos. Because I think the regular Cheetos is easily the bottom of the three big Cheeto.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Flamin' Hots.
Mm-hmm.
Cheeto Puffs,
mm-hmm.
and regular Cheetos in that order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitive list. That's what I believe.
A definitive list? And
definitive
that's the best?
That's the best.
Okay. Sure. You're entitled to your opinion.
You disagree?
I don't disagree, but I do agree with going back to the music.
All right. That's fine.
It's fine. And we
hide from the decision.
Excuse me, sir. Okay. Well, we'll be right back after this song, Shelter by Broken Bells.
To Monday, the day of the week that everyone loves to hate.
Mondays?
Well, if anyone is going to come down with a case of the Mondays, I hope it's me. Because every Monday, a delicious 6-inch sweet onion chicken teriyaki is just $3.49 at Subway restaurants. The sub of the day is a different 6-inch sub each day for just $3.49. So, TGI Monday, right? Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras, plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
Champaign's alternative, WPGU 107.1.
Hello, welcome back to Take It Away. I'm Sam, here in studio with David and I. And so, here is the next topic that you guys should probably listen to right now. So, this is what it is. Have you guys ever wanted to take a selfie? You know, the one, the only selfie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I love myself. I gotta take that picture, let the world know what I look like. Get all the good angles.
All the good angles.
I'm willing
angles.
To go to any distance.
I mean, it's
to
all
get
about
that
the angles.
Perfect selfie.
It's all about the angles, honestly.
I'll put my life on the line for a selfie.
Speaking of putting life on the line,
There's
actually this person that wanted to take a selfie with a jaguar.
Mm.
A jaguar, I repeat, a jaguar, a ferocious feline. That is gigantic and ferocious. I repeat, ferocious.
Ferocious?
Ferocious. And basically, this person just got attacked because, well, they weren't paying attention.
Yeah, where did this happen? They went into the enclosure.
Yeah.
That was the big thing, was that it wasn't just like, it was in Arizona. They're like, oh, this is going to be cool. This is going to be great for the gram.
Yeah.
They hop the fence.
Yeah.
Say, go up to this wild animal with very sharp teeth and very sharp claws.
Very sharp claws.
Said, let's do it.
Let's do it.
And then wouldn't you know it, the animal was not too friendly.
Not too keen or
not
friendly.
Not too welcoming.
No.
Not too keen to take the picture.
No.
And
maybe it was a bad hair day. You never know.
Oops. Yeah. No, you should have warned me. You should have given me an hour to prepare to groom myself.
Exactly. But the thing is, I think one of the things that triggered the jaguar into attacking this woman was the fact that she actually turned her back to the jaguar, prompting the jaguar to actually attack her.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what a lot of jaguars do when they are seeking prey. Like, she looked like an easy prey, I'm guessing. She was distracted, and she had her back exposed. And the back actually has your spine. And then once you actually have the jaw on the spine, you can break it and paralyze the victim or prey. Therefore, the jaguar has a meal.
Yeah.
How do I know? Animal Planet, the most extreme. There you go.
That's true. That's
the little plug, Animal Planet. There you go.
Animal Planet, most extreme. Bring it back, assuming it's still... It's still off air, but let this be a lesson. Wild animals are in fact wild animals.
Yes.
It's good to know the woman's injuries were not life threatening.
No, they weren't.
So that's good. She'll be fine. And they will also not euthanize the animal, because sometimes what happens after these attacks is they'll put the animal down, but they're like, there's no reason to blame this jaguar.
No,
didn't do
really,
anything
it
wrong.
Really
it was
the
just
woman's
chilling.
Fault, literally.
They're like, you can't. They chalked it up to human error. That's what they said. Everyone, I think, hopefully will come out okay. I'm guessing the woman might have a few scars. I'd say normally I'd be like, oh, that'd be a cool story to tell, but it's kind of a little embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, because you're like, I got attacked by a jaguar. Why? What, like, were you holding something?
Safari?
Go
raving the wilderness?
Yeah. And then you know what they would say.
So wanted Instagram likes.
Yeah, I wanted Instagram. I wanted to be a, what is it? Instagrammers.
Yeah.
Instagrammers.
Thought it could get trending on Twitter.
But
and they did.
Not in the way that they
right
wanted,
way.
Though. Like,
yeah.
I don't know about all that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Well, best wishes to the family, like, you know, for people that are like that were attacked and everything, like for real though, like that's actually really scary to get attacked.
Yeah, no, 100%, and that's why it's you know, we wouldn't talk about it unless the woman was okay.
Yeah,
and the woman is okay.
She's okay. So, dear listeners, it's gonna be even better now because we're gonna go back to the music. We're going to be playing Better Than Yesterday by Sun Stereo.
Hit the snooze, go back to bed. I pull the covers up over my head. No time for shower or shave. I'm rolling out the door. I lock away my dream for the day. Money spent to pay the rent. And all I can do is vent. It's alright, cause I feel better. Better than yesterday. I tie my shoes to ride the bus. I don't mind it all that much. He tips his hat, I wave. The driver of the bus for 35 years in the day. Sacrifice he had to save. He put his last kid to college in May. And he's always feeling better. Better than yesterday. Better than yesterday. Better than yesterday. Better than yesterday.
Is Champagne's Alternative. WPGU 1071.
Hello, welcome back to WPGU 1071. We're glad that you didn't Pokemon Go anywhere, because we got this last topic here on Take It Away. I'm David in studio with Sam, and you know, if you're like me, you kind of caught on a bit to the Pokemon Go craze. You know, it peaked maybe 2 years ago, 2 summers ago, and you saw the hordes of people walking around, their noses in their phones, walking towards all kinds of weird landmarks. And you're just like, what are those people doing? And then you find out, oh, it's Pokemon Go. It's the app. So for those of you who don't know, Pokemon Go is an app that interacts with the world. Everything, real life landmarks are used as landmarks in pretty much a video game, a mobile app. You catch Pokemon, you have fun. It's what all the kids are doing.
Yeah.
I still see gatherings of people around the different, you know, checkpoints or landmarks in Pokemon Go to this day. I'll be walking somewhere at like, you know, 10 a.m. on a Sunday, which in a large college is like dead zone. Like you don't see people walking around there, but I'll see like five people just standing outside this one building every Sunday at like 10 a.m.
Are you sure it's not church?
No, because I see them doing the little finger, because I can tell the motions of the Pokemon Go.
Okay, you're just that good.
I'm that good. I'm that smart. I'm like the mentalist or psych. No, it's like psych. I'm like Sean on psych.
Sean.
This is a little, I suppose, a word of warning. In the very near future, they're going to come out with another app this time.
No way.
With Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
You're a wizard,
One thing,
Harry.
What do people our age love more than Pokemon is Harry Potter. So,
that's
you know,
true.
If you see an influx of people looking at their phones and wandering into traffic, it's because of Harry Potter.
It's Harry Potter.
Gotta whisk your wand. It's It's currently in development. It's going to work a lot like Pokemon Go. In that it's an augmented reality game.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to use the real world. It's going to cast spells. They sort you into a house. I don't know. Have you ever taken the quiz to do the house? Like which house you are?
No.
Full disclosure, I am a Slytherin.
I've never done it, but I'm pretty I would also be a Slytherin.
Would you? Are you sure? I don't know. Yeah, you strike me as potential. I don't know.
I've never taken the quiz. I never read the books, so I don't know what to tell you.
I'm saying I was going to say you're a Hufflepuff, maybe.
Hufflepuff.
But it's kind of awkward because Hufflepuff is like so clearly the worst house.
So you're calling me the worst person.
That's why I said you know, you're well rounded.
This year I'm trying to
you
be so nice to you.
You can't be defined and put into a box. That's the thing is Gryffindor is like, oh, that's for, they're brave and kind of dumb. Ravenclaw, they're smart and they
I'm
love.
Dumb
no,
too?
I said no.
Oh,
I said that's what Gryffindor is.
Oh my gosh! Okay,
you're not Gryffindor.
Oh, okay. Same.
You should have said, oh, so you're saying I'm cowardly, and then
oh,
I
I'm cowardly.
I don't know. Probably not.
I'm not.
And then Slytherin is I'm Slytherin. I got put in Slytherin by the official Pottermore.
Slytherin.
It's like they're just blatantly evil. Like
yeah,
that's their defining characteristic. Like
yeah,
they don't even try and pretend like it's a real house. It's like this is where we put the sociopaths and future murderers.
There you go.
So you know
hashtag
I'm not
Voldemort.
In a good position. And then Hufflepuff, J.K. Rowling was like, I got a plane to catch or something. And then she's like,
yeah.
Hufflepuff, they're good finders. That's their big thing. It's like, oh, they can find stuff.
Good finders. What does that have to do with anything?
It means she ran out of ideas and was like, "We'll put the rest just in Hufflepuff."
I guess.
So that's my little take. If you download this app and you get put in Hufflepuff, write a letter of complaint to Ninatech, which I believe that is the Niantic.
Niantic. Excuse you.
I don't
want to mispronounce it.
I don't read. I just kind of see the jumble of letters and I kind of guess.
Yeah.
I just kind of estimate. I'm just like, yeah, about this.
About this.
About this phrase. I mean, you know, you gotta guess on the words. But yeah, no, it's going to be called, what's it going to be called? It's going to be called Harry Potter Wizards Unite.
Well.
And it's going to, well, hold on. I got to explain real quick. I'll be brief. It's about a calamity. Some calamity happened in the wizarding world and you got to fix it with all your friends. Okay. What were you going to say, Sam?
I was going to say, as much as that sounds very interesting,
it
I'm
is.
Not going to doubt that.
All right.
I'm not much of a gamer myself, but listeners, if you're here to listen to more of Take It Away, I'm so sorry to say, but we have reached the conclusion of our show. But you know what?
It's we'll so much
back.
More to say about the app.
I know. You can save it for Wednesday. So
oh, yeah. Part two.
Exactly.
Coming soon.
Part two on Wednesday, listeners. So make sure you tune in from 4 to 5 to listen to Take It Away. In the meantime, I will take you back to the music, too. Everybody's Lonely by the Jukebox. Jukebox the Ghost. My bad.
So, how about Jukebox?
Yeah.
The Ghost.
Oh, so how about Jukebox the Ghost? How about you just
take it away?
Dragged into another heartbreak. Like a moth into a flame. Sounds the same.